Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Like us, we're quite needy, and comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Check out Twitter too, by the way, if you're getting off Facebook. Either one, you can see a photo of a drunk chick drinking four shots of vodka at lunch, which is no big deal unless you're a elementary school or middle school teacher. Apparently, they frown on that.
Tampa Tim writes.
Not, Tampa Tim.
To be confused with Tampa Tony,
right? Who never writes.
TNT Radio. TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. That's your email. When Toto heard about the Weezer cover of Africa, I didn't know this. They recorded the cover of Weezer's Hash Pipe. It kicks ass.
Oh, yeah.
You should check it out.
I like Toto. I don't know that. I don't know the song. Would I know
you
the
do.
Song?
Okay.
Yeah, you
would.
You would know the song.
Yeah.
I heard it. I know the song.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You would know it from...
It gets played on the radio.
Then I probably heard it.
Yeah. You have it handy, Craig?
I like Buddy Holly from Weezer.
It's in our system.
They should have redid it.
It's in the system.
Yeah, you can dial that up in our system. Hash Pipe?
They should have done Buddy Holly. But
the Toto version?
Toto should have done Buddy Holly.
No, we want to hear the Toto version.
Oh, I don't have that.
We don't have the Toto version.
I doubt that's in our system.
The Weezer version.
Let's see if the computer is working well enough for this.
It's in Craig's system.
It may not be. Oh, there we go.
It's just...
No, that's an ad.
Is it?
Yeah. It is. All right, here we go.
Oh, I've heard this song. Yeah, I know this song. This is Toto's version of Hash Pipe?
Correct. Yeah.
So you do me, I'll do you kind of thing?
All right. Doesn't that go without saying?
I get it, yeah.
So there you go.
Is all of Toto still with us? The original members?
The guitar player still jams with him. I think their singer is still around. But the keyboard player that he died. Remember he was spraying his lawn?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? The guy that used to date Roseanne Arquette. Picaro was his last name?
Jeff?
Yeah.
Well, there's two of them, I think.
Yeah, but remember the keyboard player was spraying his yard with some insecticide and got poisoned and died.
What? Yeah, that may have been the story at the time. I don't remember if that's what it turned out
to be. There's a guy named Steve Porcaro that's still in the band.
Okay, who else died? That was the original story. He was spraying.
Or was it a Lukather?
No, Steve Lukather's in the band, too.
No, he's a guitar player. He's still alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still rocking. He's amazing.
There's three guys in the band. Well, one's currently not touring that were in 76. And then they got a whole bunch of that. This is one of those things that's hard to follow.
But yeah, tell me the guy that died, putting Weed Eater on us. I think that was the original story.
Was he huffing it?
No, we don't know. At the time, it looked like a freak accident. Craig's right. It might have been the original story. It might have changed since then.
Wow.
But speaking of death.
He actually died in 92.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Speaking of death.
Mike Porcaro.
Yeah. How'd he die?
Heart attack induced from using weed killer.
Yep.
Toxic shock induced heart attack.
That was it. Yeah.
I got Jeff here as that.
Yeah, Jeff died, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Alex Trebek, is Alex Trebek going to die?
No, never.
No, I mean, I hate to, it's horrible. He's got
says he's feeling good.
But he's stopping
as
the production of the show.
They wrapped up the 35th season.
Oh, I got it.
Do we...
The story, I read that wrong. I thought he just was stopping the show now for more treatment.
Nah, he just finished up the season.
Got
you read the Twitter 6 to 8 hours a day.
No, I'm just the headline I saw here, too.
No, he put something on Twitter yesterday.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, thank the fans for their messages, encouragement, support, gotten many cards from young people. He's touched beyond words.
He released a video, I believe.
Yeah.
Another video.
Do we follow Jeopardy on Twitter?
To
keep on top of all the Jeopardy news.
That was
I
just,
can't
that,
answer that.
That was just news.
Or I won't.
Alex Trebek's a pretty big figure.
We follow Jeopardy now.
And we do now.
Because Craig and Petey stay off the Twitter.
Well, we're you know, we have a tenuous grasp on
reality.
You don't want to
sanity.
Oh, you're right.
And you don't want to change your points of view.
And it doesn't help.
Now my point of view may need tainted from time to time, but I'm not going to take my tainting from the Twitter.
No, I'll taint your view. You prefer to think for yourself. You don't need no tweets.
Again. Was on this date in 1775. You might remember where you were when Paul Revere made his famous ride from Boston to Concord in Massachusetts to warn citizens of the approaching British Army. He was not alone, had a couple other guys with him.
He did, huh?
Yep. And when they figured out that the British were on their tails, they went three separate directions.
Good thinking.
Yeah.
Poem from 1861, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Wadsworth.
Longfellow.
Yeah.
Is that a hyphenated name or was Wadsworth his middle name?
Wadsworth is his middle name.
Nobody names their kids Wadsworth.
They should.
Anymore.
It's a great middle name.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Or maybe his first name, just call him Wad. Right.
If you want the complete history on that, you Google Sarah Palin probably has.
I'm looking for that. I thought we had
don't
that.
Have the best
we used to have that.
Details on that. Oh, it's all over the internet.
We used to play it, so that's why I thought we still had it, because I have about 1,000 things that she said.
Because that was the first instance of the British were coming to take away our guns.
Yeah, she was an idiot.
Right, and the Second Amendment hadn't even been invented yet, so how forward-thinking was Paul Revere and the other guys
Holy
that ran away?
Geez.
Yeah, she was an idiot.
By the end of the night, as many as 40 men on horseback were spreading the word.
So he had some help.
He had a lot of help.
I hope so. Some dudes
he never reached Concord.
But Wadsworth doesn't point that out.
There's a lot of raw, incorrect things in from Wadsworth in that poem.
Yeah, that's why you can't get your history through poetry.
No, even though it is National Poetry Month.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
I read, I reread that yesterday. Just so I could actually so I could actually be re-familiarized with the original poem.
Right.
And
what happens after Suck It? What's the next line?
If his ear was
that's right. And I can't say that line.
Right.
Yeah. Ass puss.
Yeah. You tell me there's only one man from Nantucket?
No, there's 100 of them.
Yeah.
But
okay. That's the one I know.
But that was about the first one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I wasn't aware there was an original.
Yes, there is an original.
There's an introductory man from Nantucket.
You'll read those in bathrooms. Yes. Back in the day, we read those in bathrooms.
Oh, when you're pooping. Yeah. Read those in the Playboy party jokes.
Well, they ended up being on bathroom stalls, all those, too, for that matter.
I'm glad I could at least say the one part about the
ear. Yeah, I know. That was good.
Now you remember,
I do remember, I forgot what else you could do with that.
That's right. Well, if.
Hey, F you guys, signed Wadsworth. So there is somebody listening out there.
All right, then.
Named Wadsworth. Good for you. You're a throwback.
He never was yelling, the British are coming.
Because he had to keep quiet, right?
He had to keep quiet.
That's what I'd heard.
And many of the people to whom he would have been yelling
were British.
Were British.
And sympathizers.
And sympathizers.
Right.
So they would, they are? Huh? Oh, okay, my guys are here. All right.
Right.
So, no, he had to go and, kind of tell the people that they knew, hey, the regulars are on the way.
There you go. Yeah,
that's why you regulars.
Go to Sarah Palin for your historical accuracy. Just YouTube or Google Sarah Palin on Paul Revere, and she will give you the lowdown. In fact, I think she's teaching that at Harvard or Yale or someplace.
Well, at Yale?
Yeah, American history.
Yeah, that's good.
Yale. Oh, no. She could probably get a job at Yale.
Yeah. God, that's going to piss off Dr. Mina more than
anything.
That's
like a community college.
Sarah Palin gets the hair on Dr. Mina's. Oh, my God. Sarah's actually a smart. Dr. Mina's actually a smart, intelligent woman. Sarah Palin is not.
The only thing lower than their student standards is their teacher standards. Right.
Oh, man.
That was
back
puss.
Back Dr. Mina. That was puss.
That was puss.
I'm just waiting for the text. She'll hear this in a day or two and get an angry all caps text.
Over the weekend, we'll get a big text, right?
I don't know. Yale University scientists.
Yeah, if they had a better English department, she wouldn't have to speak in all caps.
It's probably true.
And she generally does that.
Okay, Yale scientists, what about them?
When she's scolding us. Yale scientists also speak in all caps.
Yale University scientists say that they have restarted cellular activity in the brain of a pig who died a few hours earlier.
It's crazy.
Zombie pigs?
I remember asking our buddy Dr. Ed years ago, when would technology, because, you know,
be able to restart the brain of a pig?
Or no, coming from coming from a dumb person's point of view, a guy just died, not of a trauma, and not something where his head gets cut off. So somebody just dies, young, healthy person. And then when will we ever be able to fill that guy back up with the stuff that fixes him and then start him back up? And at the time he said, and probably to this day, the body starts deteriorating immediately. It's impossible now.
Right.
Well, that was will that be a time in the future? Unless it's a trauma.
If you recall, that was the whole idea behind the cryogenic stuff.
Bring him back to life somewhere down the road.
Walt
Disney
had himself frozen because maybe years down the road.
Ted Williams' head.
Right, whatever he died of, you could cure that.
Yeah. But so they're starting it, huh? Restarting the pig last night.
They say that this could one day be used in treating humans who have suffered strokes and brain injuries.
Got it.
This is not reanimating people.
Got it.
Okay.
Different thing altogether.
But it's fixing brains.
Right.
Yeah, it's working on brains. The researchers said that the pigs were harvested from a meatpacking plant. They say the experiments did not reawaken consciousness, and they were designed to avoid that, even though it's incredibly unlikely that they could have in the first place.
Well, that is good, because there's a lot of brains out there that need worked on. Hmm.
The process involved pumping artificial nutrients into the pig's brain and just got some cellular activity going.
This is the science that goes sideways eventually, and we're all zombies.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is where
it starts.
Who need the brain work don't realize it and won't get the help that they need.
No,
idiots.
Sarah Palin.
Like, she probably wouldn't go in.
No, and get the brain worked on.
And get the brain tuned
up. That's right.
Smart people might do that, but, you know, they don't really need it.
How about religious fundamentalism? Remember that? Because I tweeted that's the story, that there's actually brain, there's the science, what was that story I tweeted out?
I don't know. You better get your brain tuned up.
Yeah, you got that right. I should be sober curious.
I'd like to tell you about this.
Sober curious.
I freaking forgot.
So he started six sentences and finished none right there.
Shut up.
It's not a big deal.
I'll find it. Brain damage.
Yes, you have it.
Dane Bramage?
That's all I'm saying. I'm just yelling out. That's all I'm saying. Brain damage.
Sounds like you're ready to go fundamentalist.
Yeah, exactly.
Charlie went all fundamentalist.
He's diagnosing himself right now. Yeah. Brain damage.
Brain damage.
So are they lacking something in their brain?
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. Scientists have established a link between religious fundamentalism and brain damage. Scientists. There's a frontal cortex in your lobes messed up if you're a religious fundamentalist.
Well, fortunately, religious fundamentalists don't believe in science.
That's,
so
that's
push
true.
That aside.
I know exactly.
Yeah, there's definitely a different thought pattern among the religious fundamentalists.
It's called brain damage.
I mean, we're not talking just religious people.
Somebody That's the story, though.
Who's going to go to church this Sunday?
You know,
this is a fundamentalist.
It's not just weekend guys. No, this is fundamentalist. Right, exactly.
Craig reared his head back in disgust.
What'd you see?
Something you read?
Computer not working?
You guys were talking. It reminded me of something that I got to do on Sunday.
Oh. Hang out with fundamentalists?
Family time?
Hang out with family.
You don't hang out with fundamentalists.
I will for an hour or so.
Oh, you will? I'm sorry.
They try to bend your ear about it?
No.
Good.
Do you...
You want, tell those guys.
Want me to call you at some point and keep you occupied?
No, I can't. I'll sit there and take it.
Tell us off the air.
Hey. We can send you funny texts.
Well, not your old man. Your old man's cool. It's got to be somebody else, right?
Well, I mean, I just have to go to church.
Oh.
Oh.
It's Easter.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, I don't always like to go. If I'm not going to go the rest of the time, why show up then?
Right.
You know, I don't go the rest of the time. Apparently, the family's going.
Oh,
God.
So what am I going to say? I'm not going to stand up and do some sort of, get off my lawn. I'll just go along.
I'm not going to tell you what you should do, but you're right. The whole family's going.
Tell them there's a hill climb and a microphone somewhere that you got to take care of first. I'll meet you at lunch.
But, I've been to church millions of times.
That's why you don't go anymore.
As a kid. So it doesn't bother me as much as it might others who haven't been as often.
Oh, see, I used to think that. And it bothered me more and more.
Well, you're an atheist now. I just said
foot. No, I mean, toward the end of my senior year, I just got sick of it.
Yeah, I never.
What
did,
I run I into.
I didn't grow up, I didn't build up a tolerance.
You didn't come from
a
religious family either, did you, Petey? My family's not wasn't religious at all.
My mom liked to go sometimes, so I would go with her just because I like my mom. And I didn't want her walking by herself. But no, not necessarily religious.
No, me neither.
The trouble is the old habits kick in when I show up at church.
You start drinking?
And drinking
you
go to coffee?
I just drop off. Yeah, fall right to sleep.
Of course you do.
Yeah, that used to be my favorite thing in church, too.
Just fall right to sleep. And it's right about nap time for us anyway now.
You should keep quiet, too, because your voice is pretty recognizable. Because they'll remember this.
Suck it,
now
Jesus.
No, they won't.
Jeez, you're a horrible
and then
person.
Spike an egg. Start waving palm leaves around.
God, how do I miss that every time?
Bring a chocolate bunny in there. Eat a chocolate bunny while you're sitting there.
That I'll do.
It's the reason for the season.
Yeah, you got a recognizable voice.
Oh, they don't talk to me.
Yeah, I know. But don't ever say suck it.
No.
At all.
You fall right
asleep. Now you tell me.
And if he hadn't told you, you were really probably pretty apt to say that in church.
No, just the word suck it.
I know.
Remind him of, right.
After the sermon, after your dad got done talking, then you would nod off? Or before?
Oh, no, during.
Yeah. During, okay.
Oh, yeah. Fire that thing up. I'm out.
Well, your dad's not preaching Sunday, right?
I'm not aware of it.
Okay.
I fall right asleep after the sermon.
During the sermon.
Okay.
I'm sorry for you, Craig. And that's also another town away, too, right?
It is.
You got to drive to Lincoln for that?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Won't the Lord forgive you if you're not there? I mean, isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah, but my family won't.
Do you care?
I have to deal with them.
Yeah, that's true.
Didn't they write you off years ago?
No. This is the family in this town has to go there.
Yeah, they're going there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that? But it's your dad's church, right?
No.
Oh, got it.
He's just the one he goes to.
Send a message
to
our little group text, and the eight of us will blow up your phone.
SEAL Team 6 come in and extract you.
No.
Yeah, with horrible images from 9.5.
Yeah, I'm about to get off of that anyway.
I love those images now. I like when we're starting to share them with each other now.
My
like
favorite
that.
One is one that no one else commented on.
Which one was it?
Oh, the
I even sent one the other day.
Yeah, probably too horrible to get into. It's too horrible to mention.
You can't even describe the stuff we send to each other.
They're all hideous.
No. By the way, is no response sometimes.
No, there doesn't need to be. There doesn't need to be. Yeah.
I'd like to see a 9.5 toed Luke's gallery sometime. There's pictures of his kids and then just horrible fat chicks.
Yeah.
And
imagine him trying to show, look at my little crumb snatcher here. He's trying to show his kids and then, oops, don't look at that.
Here's the, what does he call them? The oversized mulattoes that he's so proud of.
He does call them.
Right, and here's a bunch of decapitations.
That's worse than that.
It's worse than that. Yeah, that's mild. Here's a bunch of decapitations.
Well, I'll be thinking about you, Craig.
After that, some really gross stuff.
I don't think you will. I think you will completely forget about me.
No, I think he's right, and I think of you the same way. I think, I'm glad I'm not doing that.
Exactly.
So we'll be thinking of you.
Of course, I love hanging out with my family.
That's beside the point.
It'll be great quality time, Craig.
You'll get a good nap in.
I'll get a little nap in.
Yeah, see, that's not really a quality nap, though.
No, it'll be sitting up in a pew.
Just kind of drop off for a second.
I've seen sleep studies, and sleep in a church is not quality sleep.
No.
Yeah.
It's not. It's hardly as good as the sleep I get in the meetings that we have to go to.
Well, happy Easter. Happy Easter.
And you have to wear your wedding, funeral, going to church jacket?
Oh,
no.
Jesus, yeah.
No, but I probably will. Yeah, I don't really have anything else.
Wear some Easter, like a sundress.
Okay.
You don't have any pastels?
Yeah, it's pastels. Light blue, some khaki.
And a bonnet. You would look
and
good
a bonnet.
And a sundress.
You would look good in a bonnet.
I'd go if you wore a sundress and
no,
a bonnet.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd sit with you.
No, you...
Hold his hand.
I'd hold your hand. I want more people looking.
I might hold something else, too. Trevor, just rub your thigh a little bit.
Oh, yeah. There'd be some thigh rubbing for sure. Well, his pasty white legs would be hanging out there up beneath the sundress.
His alabaster hairless calves.
Yeah. Alabaster hairless calves outside the sundress on Easter Sunday.
Oh,
I'm already excited.
I like where this is going.
So do I. It's going to be a horrible place. Yeah. Happy Easter.
Good. All right. Well. Apparently, beautiful little story here out of Phoenix.
You know we're all going to remember you're there. What time? Because we will start texting you. I'm going to.
I'm not sure yet.
If it's too early,
10 or 11.
Well, I'm awake on Sundays for sure, you know. I'm way up.
Yeah. I assume that's about when it is. Yeah. So, we'll see. There it is. Out of Gainesville, Florida.
Oh, this is the best.
Hang on. We have a response from 9 1/2-toed Luke.
Hey, Craig.
Yes, sir. You want to go?
No, I'm just saying, you do realize that I have your number personally, so if you leave the group, I'll just flood you with these on the regular.
Damn,
just between
true.
Me and you.
Damn.
So either we share them as a group, or you get them as an individual.
All right, group it is.
Yeah.
Okay, and Todd, it's about 3,000 memes in my phone right now.
Wow.
And they are all horrible.
I know, I've seen about 2,000 of them.
No, you haven't even seen the tip of the ice. There are some things that I won't share with y'all because I know y'all kick me out of that group if I do.
No, I like the group. I like the group because, first of all, the group
I don't
now,
think we would.
The group now includes, includes Tampa Tony, and it keeps them close to home. So we all get to enjoy all those memes.
And if we haven't kicked you out by now, we
you enjoyed my son's yesterday?
We never
oh, cool. Dude, that was hilarious.
I know.
Yeah, I love that one. Yeah, you know. Ryder's taking over after Uncle Luke. I like that. I like that, Ryder. I like that.
All right, man. It's just him. All right, so. Weird, man. Thanks, man. See you.
All right, this story out of Gainesville, Florida. 65-year-old Clarice Gainey heard a noise outside her apartment. She looked out the window, saw a man in his boxers pulling at her car door handle, knocking on the window, attempting to break in. Before calling police, she says that she took matters into her own hands.
He was in his drawers. He didn't have no shoes on, no shirt or nothing. So I grabbed my bat, I braced myself, I eased the door open, I took that bat and hit him upside a pow. He said, oh,
pow.
She could have put her teeth in before the interview.
Yeah, then she would have gone viral. If she would have been a little more intelligible, that would be a viral clip. Otherwise, you can't really understand her.
I understood her perfectly.
Yeah,
I know, but a lot of people won't.
Police tracked the man to a nearby mobile home where they discovered cocaine in his pocket. They took him back to her house so that she could identify him.
I said, yeah. I said, that's him right there. They said, Miss Gaines, he got a big nut on his head. If he better be glad I didn't have a gun, because I would have shot him. But this is my gun right here, because I'm going, bye-ya!
I want to hang out with her.
She liked hitting that guy with her bat.
She did.
I sent some Cajun in there, but he says Florida.
Who knows?
It might be no teeth.
It could be deep south Florida, though.
It could be.
Cajun,
the swamps of Florida,
maybe,
right?
Yeah,
but I heard a little John Paul in there.
Yeah,
I did too. I heard a little pecker cheese.
Yeah.
I eat pecker cheese.
Kapuya, kapuya.
I bet she's really hospitable if you're not, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Not in his head.
She make you a sandwich.
Not in his head.
When she doesn't want to shoot you.
Right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.